that's just done. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio on our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today's show will be focused on a couple things that are so important. And one of the things we're going to start out with is the upcoming feast day of our Blessed Mother Mary, the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is August 15th, 2022. And you know, the Blessed Mother has really done a tremendous job on me in helping me to come closer to Jesus. And I owe it all to Mary, truly, in coming closer to our Lord and to our Father in Heaven, because she was a gift to me. And God blessed me with a relationship first with our Blessed Mother. And through prayer, I was able to, move forward one step at a time. And I acknowledge that today because for many of our men out there, we need to understand the role that Mary plays in faith. And in the Gospel of Luke, we see, a great part of Scripture allocated towards Mary's role in the Father's eternal plan for salvation. And in Luke chapter 11, verses 27 to 28, here's what it says. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." And it's important to note that in the Gospel of Luke, we see early on, before the birth of Christ, we see that the angel Gabriel came to Mary and told her that she was to bear a child and his name would be Jesus. But it was her decision, and Mary said yes to God, gave God her yes, that it will be done according to your word. And so our Blessed Mother Mary is a role model in helping you and I, my friends, to listen to the word of God, to observe it, like it says in Luke 27, chapter 11, 27, 28, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." And this is important, that we hear the word week in and week out. Sometimes we hear it more often than that if we are disciplined enough to read the word, to engage in prayer groups, and to listen to other people or listen to radio stations who are preaching the word of God. But are we observing it? Are you and I faithful to the word of God itself? And this is important. And this show is called Finding God in Prison. And for those in prison, hearing the word of God and then observing it will foster change. It will make good men out of people who have bad habits. The Lord says the steps of a good man is in order, And this is an order from God himself that we must comply with. It's not something that we can choose not to do. So as we, you know, grow in faith and hear the word of God in different venues, the challenge for you and I, for those listening right now in recovery homes, in prisons, in their cells, for those who are in their homes outside prison walls, those in their car driving, the challenge for you and I is to adhere, to conform to the Word of God, to observe it in daily life, and not to just ignore it as something nice to do and go the other way. God calls us to do exactly as Moses states in the book of Deuteronomy. He says, be careful to observe these statutes, these commandments that I enjoin on you today, so you can live a life of increase. And that's the key for us, my friends, that God wants us to observe these commandments, these statutes, and everything that he tells us to do to live a good life. He wants us to live a life of increase where you and I are getting things in life. We are obtaining things, acquiring things. Things like a wife, a faithful wife who you can come home to. People like children, where you can grow in a family with children and grandchildren one day. Getting a home that you can live in for many, many years and have space and privacy. Things like good work and occupation, a business, helping us to provide for all family members. This is important, my friends, when we observe these commandments, when we live it out, things will begin to change. And it's not automatic, because we are habit pattern from the old days to do what we want to do WFG, what feels good. But God calls us to a higher standard. What feels good to you and I sometimes is a sin in God's eyes, will bring consequences versus the blessings of obedience. And for those of you who are incarcerated right now, or in a recovery home right now, or out on bail or probation, this is an important philosophy to engage in, to embrace, and to begin to work with so that we can change our lives. And God calls us to do it. And I want to share with you a letter from a guy who was in the WINGS program in the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. And he says this. He says, "Dear Mr. Montone, my name is Gary E. Moore. I am a wingman. We met when I was at PIC in 2017. I attended your class, and finally I will be coming up for parole in 11 months. And since I am a wingman, I would like to participate in your program. I would like to speak about my life, my strength, and my experience at your program at Drexel University. Mr. Montone, what I need is a brief letter stating that I reached out to you and I would like to be in your program. Could you please send me an acceptance letter confirming that I notified you? Thank you for your time, consideration, and help in this matter. Sincerely, Gary Moore." And I share that with you, my friends, because this gentleman is inside prison walls and wants to come outside. And he's already made changes. he's written a beautiful letter that's typed and has been sent to our P.O. box. And it arrived just today. So I share this with you because if you're on the inside and need to make changes, you have to identify what those changes are. And for this gentleman, he is a wingman, which means that he graduated from the Wings program. He did 50 hours with us in 10 weeks and 20 sessions, received a diploma, a graduation certificate, and has the blessings of staying with us on the outside. But he has made changes already. And I know that to be true because he went through the program, which is 50 hours, and would never have graduated unless he proved that he could engage in the class and writing assignments at home and produce good results in each and every class assignment. And beyond that, this gentleman is one of 1,800 men at one of three facilities in the Philadelphia Department of Prison who graduated from our program. And I share that with you because to get success in reentry or success in recovery requires time, quality time, to be put in. We have to work at it. This is not a magic pill that you take or a steroid. This is self-help. And this WINGS program that we have is rooted in the Word of God, rooted in aviation analogies to help men to get their captainship, their manhood, if you will, to get home, to be good husbands and fathers, to get married, to buy a home, to provide for their children, to help their babies' moms to do all that they need to do in raising their families. This is important. So for Gary out there, of course, we will put him into the program and prepare him for coming home in 11 months and make sure that he has that letter to provide to the parole board in advance so that their decision will be favorable and he will be able to come home and enjoy life on the outside of prison walls. So, once again, you know, the show Finding God in Prison, which has been on the air since 2014, we've interviewed many men who have come home and are doing well. And we look forward to having Gary on the air here one day when he comes home. So we can talk about what he refers to as his life, his strengths, his experiences in the WINGS program at Drexel University, which is where we were for 5.5 years. And it was an aftercare program for all of our men coming out of the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. Every Saturday from 9 to 11:30, we would spend there preparing our men for the week. You see, the meetings are important, but it's what happens in between the meetings that really makes all the difference in the world. And that's where we put a great effort into the 168, the total amount of hours in a week, an effort in creating resumes, identifying job opportunities, getting a job, going to school for the trades, for plumbing, electrical, HVAC, roofing, landscaping, getting a CDL license, going to college, getting a business degree. Those are your choices if you're in the WINGS program. We just present opportunities, but it's up to you to explore your God-given gifts, the desires within your own heart, and then to reach out, to extend your reach, and to go where you have never gone before, and to get those certifications, those licenses, to get a GED at 51 years old, or to get a driver's license after driving for 25 years with no license, to come home and work for the first time on the books at 42 years old when you've never worked on the books and never paid any taxes and made the change because you received a letter from Social Security who says to you, when you're 67, you're going to get a check for $100 a month. That's going to be your gift from Social Security because you never worked on the books. So we make the change quickly, dramatically, to make an impact on our lives as soon as we can. And there's no time like the present to do it. And my friends, because this is a special program tailored for both men and women who are looking to succeed in both reentry and recovery, we acknowledge our Father in heaven as the Father of all mankind. We acknowledge the fact that many of our men have grown up without a father. And we look to our Father in heaven for the guidance and direction through the Holy Spirit, to be inspired by that Spirit, but to be lifted up by our Father in heaven as men and women who grew up without a father because of incarceration, because of addiction, because of adultery, infidelity, gambling, all kinds of things that prevented success in family life. And once we invite our Father in, remember he says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and a door shall be opened for you. So we depend on our Father in heaven to provide that relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, his Son, the Son of God. We also look to our Blessed Mother Mary to intercede for us, Mary as the mother of Jesus, to help us as men to gain respect for women, to treat women as you would like to be treated, because we have an abundance of women who were mistreated by their men in the WINGS program. We have men who have had 10 kids with 8 different women, men who have had 27 children and have never provided for them because they were incarcerated. And so we have, you know, all kinds of examples that we can go to, that we can identify as examples of what not to do when we are in a relationship with a woman. God's word says, husband, care for your wife as you care for your own body. He says a man will leave his mother and father and join his wife, and the two will become one flesh. We will be fruitful and multiply in the context of that marriage. And these are core fundamentals in the Word of God, in society, in the history of the world, to move our society forward in a positive way. And the Lord says to let the children come. Do not stop the children from coming. See, and do not mislead the children. This is very important as men and women in the WINGS program that we look to God for the guidance on how to raise our kids, how to talk to our kids, how to treat our kids the way we would like to be treated, the golden rule. And there's no time like the present to make changes. And if you're out there listening and you know that you were not a good husband or a good father, a good wife or a good mother, there's time to change and you can start new again. And God will help you to do it. And with our Lord Jesus Christ, you can't miss. There's no way that God's going to allow us, in when we're in that relationship, to foul up. Taking it one step at a time, allowing the Holy Spirit to work through us, and to be the best husbands and fathers, the best wives and mothers that we can be. This is important in the Wings program because success is not just success in reentry or recovery from substance abuse and alcoholism. It's not just about making money and going to work. There's much, much more to life than getting a job, than to buying a home. There's much, much more to it. And we want to balance those successes in career with success in family life, success in our relationship with God, success in giving back to the community. I remember when we formed the Wings program and we had gone to 100 schools in Philadelphia, New Jersey, and some up in New York, mostly Philadelphia. And I met some of the most wonderful children during the presentations. And I remember a little boy who was my guide throughout the school at Olney Elementary School in 1993. And he was dressed in a white shirt, a nice tie, black pants. He was the most eloquent and, patient person as he showed me around the school. And I said to him, "What is your dream?" And he said to me, "I would like to be a doctor." And I thought to myself, how wonderful this young man would be, you know, as a doctor, taking care of other people. And that was 29 years ago. And I wish that I had the opportunity to meet him once again, because I know he had the attributes that you would want in a doctor, in a bedside manner, and caring for the youth, caring for the newborns, caring for the elderly, the sick. And so I share that with you because as we look back on the 29 years of doing the Wings program since December 1993, there have been thousands of beautiful people of all ages who have come through our fingertips and who have made an impact on my life and on the lives of other people. Today is your opportunity to make a decision, to make an impact on the people in your immediate family, the people in the circles that you engage in throughout the week. Whoever they are, my friends, I challenge you to once again be the best man or woman you can be the best human being that you can be, and to observe the Word of God, to share the Word of God. As we said early on in the program, in the Gospel of Luke, the Lord said, "Blessed are those who hear the Word of God and observe it." And once again, this is the challenge for all of us because we have free will. We have a decision to make each and every day whether or not we're going to observe the Word of God or ignore the Word of God. And once again, Moses says to be careful, to do exactly as the Lord tells you to do. Don't deviate to the left or to the right, but to do exactly as the Lord your God tells you to do so you can live and prosper. Isn't that where you and I want to be? Don't we want to avoid the tragedies of life, the chaos, the terrible misfortunes that many people encounter because of poor decisions that they make? And this is where the Wings program comes in. When we make decisions in Wings as wingmen, number one, is what I'm about to do aligned with what God says to do or what he says not to do? We must have it aligned with what he says to do and observe it. Is what I'm about to do good for my wife and children? It must be a yes. Is it good for me personally? It must have a yes. Is it good for the community and other people? Must have a yes. And if you have all yeses, then you can go forward with that decision. But if it's not aligned with God, if it's something that says you shouldn't do it, do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not take your neighbor's property or his wife, do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. If it's something in the do not zone, my friends, it's an easy one to stop. But you will not do it unless you and I have that relationship with Jesus Christ, which is powerful. We have to have commitment, dedication. We have to have love for God, love for Jesus Christ, and an appreciation for his life, death, and resurrection, and the wounds that he encountered to save us from our sins. So when we have yeses across the board, and things are good for us, our family, our children, line with God, we can go forward with those decisions. And before we make any decision, we take a step back and we think about it. And like an aviator who's piloting a plane, he has his radar on and he's looking out about 100 miles on his radar scope, and he sees a powerful line of thunderstorms moving from the left to right. It's about 50 to 100 miles out there. And he knows he has to avoid that, because if he goes through it, he's very likely to hurt people on the plane or the plane itself. So he's got to make a turn to the left to avoid that encounter. And he makes that decision well in advance of coming up on that thunderstorm. And so in the Wings program, we look to the captain's decision as being a command decision, one that's so important, and we apply it to daily life as men and women in the Wings program. And so your captainship is on the table, my friends. Your manhood is on the table. It's up to you to make a command decision today on who you are following. Are you following Jesus Christ and his Father and living out the Word of God, observing it? Or are you doing WFG, what feels good to you? That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. God bless.